Well, it's always a banner day when you can celebrate what's going on in Alito. So we see the finished product today. Can you speak to, you know, when the wheels got in motion and how long ago this kind of began, and now seeing it kind of completed, you have to be pretty pleased.
Yeah, most certainly. I think it's probably been a year and a half ago that we sat with the engineering firm, and it's so difficult to try to visualize what you would like to see. I mean, we just had an asphalt parking lot for years, and the architect said to us, just pretend like it's nothing. There's nothing there, and you can do anything your imagination can make up. And well, you see the proof of that today, that we finally have something that I think will be accessible for a lot of different purposes over the next, you know, 20 years or better.
So you look kind of at the connection from kind of College Avenue over to the Opera House, and then if the Aquatic Center, or when it gets completed, that's kind of a pretty neat, you know, I guess, journey from one part of the city to the other to have that type, those type of resources, I guess.
Right, yes. When we looked at this project 3 or 4 years ago, it was all about phases. And phase one, of course, was Central Park parking lot. Phase two was the depot and the Opera House area. And phase three was the Aquatic Center. Well, we've seen phase one now completed. Phase two is almost complete. And hopefully next year we're going to have phase three. And you can't ask for a better accomplishment than that.
And then I was thinking, too, the backdrop today of doing this in downtown Alito, I thought just kind of the backdrop with the Welcome to Alito sign, and then kind of the Alito Opera House, and then kind of the WRMJ sign, that's kind of pretty neat for a little small town, I think. I mean, I'm assuming there were a lot of picture snaps, so you'll get some of that backdrop.
Absolutely. No, you know, that mural on the wall that says Welcome to Alito, everybody that comes to town does news stories. They almost always have it in their news story. And the late Michael Clark was the one that came up with that drawing, you know. And his name is written on that, and I'm glad they did that. And you're right. People come into town, they see that beautiful neon sign of WRMJ's, and we're so proud to have them downtown, and everything else that's going on, it's just another piece of the puzzle.